I want to get to the catechetical corner today. It's a little bit of a different topic, but I was spurred on to this because of the question, was Jesus really a vegetarian? And the people at PETA asked that. And the people at PETA are quite mistaken in saying that there are some who say Jesus was a vegetarian. It's just so far from the truth that I'm surprised they try to get away with such a fib. But there it is. People will say all kinds of things to further their causes. On the page in which they ask the question on their website, they have as the headline, "Animals are not ours to eat, wear, experiment on, use for entertainment, or abuse in any other way." Well, that's what PETA believes. And as such, PETA is not consistent with Christian teaching. And I just want to make that very clear for any of those who might think that what PETA teaches is consistent with Christianity, because it is not. Okay? And we see this clearly in the Catechism of the Catholic Church in the moral section under the title Respect for the Integrity of Creation. And here, of course, we're taught that we're to be good stewards, of course, and that God the Creator gave us his creation. And we can't just do whatever we want with it. Of course not. It's got to be used in accordance with the plan of God. All right. So here's what paragraph 2416 says. Animals are God's creatures. He surrounds them with his providential care. By their mere existence, they bless him and give him glory. Thus, men owe them kindness. We recall the gentleness with which saints like St. Francis of Assisi or St. Philip Neri treated animals. The Catechism goes on to teach, God entrusted animals to the stewardship of those whom he created in his own image, humankind, created in his image and likeness, in other words. Hence, it is legitimate to use animals for food and clothing. They may be domesticated to help man in his work and leisure. Medical and scientific experimentation on animals is a morally acceptable practice if it remains within reasonable limits and contributes to caring for or saving human lives. End quote. That's paragraphs 2416 and 2417 of the Catechism of the Catholic Church. So when PETA says animals are not ours to eat, wear, experiment on, etc., they are teaching something that is unchristian, not consistent with Christian ethics. So for them to try to pass it off as if it was consistent with the teaching of Jesus and his church is a misleading thing to do at the least, and maybe even more problematic when we drill down. So I just want to clarify that. That's the teaching of the church about how we should relate to subpersonal creations, in this case, animals.